This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The town of Normal has moved ahead on a tax levy and is seeking input on how to use community development block grant money. Joining us to talk about those and other developments is Mayor Chris Koos of Normal. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. The tax levy could result in a slightly lower tax bill for the putative average homeowner, about $7 less of a tax bill because of marginally rising property values. The town has historically viewed property tax rates as something to be held steady while revenue growth depends on sales taxes. This acknowledges both school district's dependence on property taxes as its primary source of money and the historic pattern of sales tax growth. That history, though, has changed. Sales taxes have been flat to falling for a few years now. Would the town ever reconsider this philosophical stance on property taxes?
Well, you know, Charlie, it's something we visit every year, whether in retreat or in budget hearings. We talk about that. You know, when I came on council, I think it was in 2002, that we had made the decision that we would do a flat levy, which we have done, to fund police and fire pensions. And we take a little bit of it for the general fund, but not very much. And we've held steadfast to that. As you mentioned, you know, in deference to Unit 5, who really relies on property taxes for their major source of their funding. And, you know, for a lot of years, we had rising EAVs, and that really helped us. And then the recession hit, equalized assessed evaluation dropped, and that caused us to raise some rates. And we're happy to see the rate go down. You know, and as you said, it's about $7 on a $165,000 house. It's not a lot of money, but it's in the right direction.
You're going to be facing, though, in coming years, not this year, because of staff cuts preventing an increase in the pension contributions, but you're going to see an increase in need to make contributions to the pension funds. So that's going to put pressure on that stance and on that decision. Do you think you're going to give on that?
I think we'll talk about it. You know, we'll have to analyze the situation in a year and see where that is. There's a possibility that we will give on that. You know, we're hopeful with a new House majority that people will revive the Marketplace Fairness Act to put sales tax on internet retailers so that those taxes flow to the municipalities in which they're delivered. And that's a big thing for municipalities all over the country.
Have you done work, has the staff done work, an estimate on what that might mean for the town in recapturing things that are not now collected?
It's very difficult to do. You know, we can make a guesstimate. You know, we think it could be $300,000-$400,000 a year in lost revenue.
That's not chump change.
No, it is not.
It's not huge, but it makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
The town is going to hold some hearings and get public input on how to spend about, coincidentally, $400,000 a year in community development block grant money from the federal government. Is that a change in the decision-making process going for public hearings?
It will affect the decision-making process. I wouldn't say it's a change, but, you know, we want to hear from the general public if there are things we are missing. You know, currently most of our community block grant dollars go to low-interest loan buy-downs for first-time home buyers. We support Unity Community Center with those dollars and paying the rent for the facility out there, things like that. There may be other options that we're not seeing.
Is there a longer history? I mean, those are in recent years you've been doing Unity Community Center and a couple other things, but over the longer period of your life, your public life, what's it been used for?
Mostly that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There were a couple suggestions, low-income housing and additional basketball and other court use for North mm-hmm. Normal. What do you think of those ideas?
I think they're worth exploring. They certainly are. the gentleman who spoke about recreation in North Normal, I think, had an issue that he saw that we really need to take a look at. Now, whether we use community block grant dollars for that remains to be seen. That's a parks that would be in Parks and Recreation budget, and they may have some flexibility in their budget to address that need if they agree that the need is there.
Well, power grid and renewables certainly are. A perspective that would be valuable for an infrastructure bill, but that's not roads and bridges.
That's not roads and bridges, no.
So who would you recommend the governor consider for?
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, okay.
I could recommend all day and not listen to that.
Not going there. Okay. Former Chief Circuit Judge Beth Robb is also on one particular part of the transition team, as is ISU President Larry Dietz.
And as Mike Tipsord.
Mike Tipsord, State Farm. So
today.
What do those folks tell you about how Pritzker is approaching those pieces of his transition?
I'm happy that those people are there because they do represent a community. They are very personal representatives of the community and bring those issues to those transition teams.
Mayor Chris Koos, thanks for your time today on yes. Sound Ideas.
Always good to be here.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org.